For just a moment, may I call to your attention the words that we just sang from this lovely and traditional Christmas hymn. The third stanza, Jesus is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless. Tears and smiles, like us, he knew. And he feels for all our sadness. And he shares in all our gladness. There is a wonderful passage in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, that says, in biblical language, the same thing that we just sang in that stanza. It is in Hebrews chapter 4, just a couple of verses, and they go like this, if you will listen carefully. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I suppose if I was going to summarize in one word what that little brief passage is about in the book of Hebrews, I would tell you that it is about access. It is about access to God. It is about how we know God and how we approach God and how we come to God, as the author says, with confidence, even with boldness, as it is sometimes translated, coming to the throne of grace, which is the place where the high priest Jesus has now gone and now sits at God's right hand. And now we're told in other parts of even the book of Hebrews, he prays for us there. And the question that the author of the book of Hebrews is dealing with is, how can we have access to that throne of grace? How can we know that when we pray, we're heard? How can we know that God understands us in all of our needs? A few years ago, when my family and I spent 6 months in New York City, we found a wonderful little guide to New York. It's kind of an insider's guide. It's not the kind that is even usually used by tourists coming to the city for a short period of time. It was called Access to New York City. And indeed, it had all of the little hideaway places, all of the restaurants that might not be on the usual beaten path. It had all of the out-of-the-way little museums and the best places to go for this or that that might not be known. It was access to the real New York. And it was an invaluable guide. If you think about it, access is an extremely important thing. If you were working in the White House, I understand that the value of your particular prestige depends upon precisely the nature of the access you have to a particular office in the White House, the Oval Office. And so even the position of your office determines the access that you have. As we know from recent news stories, access of an airplane to an airport is a crucial and critical matter. Without the right approach, without the right access, there can be danger for all on board. Access is an extremely important idea, but no more important than when it comes not to finding the right museums, and not to finding your way to the right office, and not even finding your way to the right airport, but finding your way to the throne of grace, finding your way to God. And it's when we come to God through the high priest, Jesus Christ, which is what Christmas is all about, really, that we have access to help in our need. You see, the theme of the book of Hebrews is that Jesus was completely and fully God. And therefore, the sacrifice he made availed completely because it was a sacrifice that only God could make. Perfect sacrifice of himself as God. But the other theme of the book of Hebrews is that Jesus was fully and completely man. And because he was fully and completely man and took upon flesh upon himself, he could die because only flesh can die. So the God-man Jesus Christ, in his own person, fully God, fully man, provides access for us to God's own presence. And we can come boldly in that access precisely because, as it is said here, he sympathizes with us in our weaknesses. He has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Tears and smiles, like us, he knows. We can have access to the throne of grace because Jesus Christ knows us and knows what we are made of and knows the frailty of our humanity and sympathizes with us in all of that frailty. And even more, and I leave you with this thought, Jesus Christ was in his flesh, tempted in all ways as we are. And if you think about that for just a minute, it is absolutely boggling to the mind that there is not a single temptation you or I have ever experienced. Not a temptation that is so despicable that we would be afraid to mention it to our husband or our wife or to our closest friend. A temptation of which we might be incredibly ashamed. A temptation of someone else, maybe not even our own, that is the worst temptation we can imagine a human being ever experiencing. And the scripture, the word of God, says the Son of God knows that temptation. You say, but he was God, Skip. He wasn't man. Therefore, he didn't really experience it like we did. No, we know from church history and the history of understanding the person of Christ that you cannot cancel out his humanity with his divinity. He was fully God and fully man, and in the fullness of his humanity, he experienced everything that we experience, yet without sin. You say, but he was God, and therefore, whatever the temptation I experience means to me, it's something different to him. Let me ask you this. Who is the person who feels the full weight of a temptation? It is the one who does not give in to it. You and I, when we have our temptations and we give in to them, what happens to the temptation? It goes away. Jesus never gave in. He never experienced for one second the relief of an utterly unrelenting temptation. Tears and smiles, like you, he knows personally, because he became like you. He became flesh. And as fully flesh and as fully God, he has now passed into the heavens, where he remains flesh in heaven, providing access because he sympathizes with us, access to the throne of grace, where we may find help in our time of need.